welcome back to this episode of Full Coverage.
We want to start this episode off a little different today. Yeah. We've lost a very dear friend to us recently.
Mm-hmm. So we lost a close friend. Her name is Sam.
Quite a few times on this podcast, actually.
Like almost every episode.
Almost every episode, because to be honest, like, we talked to Sam a lot. And also, if you don't know who Here for the Tea was, she had a page where she very consistently, one, wanted people to do and be their best, but also had a page where she reported on anything and everything that was happening in the industry, whether it was traditional or digital. Mm-hmm. She really did such an excellent job of covering it, but along the way became a very close friend of Manny and mine.
We actually became close with Sam years ago.
Years ago.
And honestly, I don't want to get into it too much because, like, I am not going to make it through the episode if I do, because it was so sudden and so abrupt that, like, we're both still, like, hella processing the whole situation. And, like, I don't even know how, honestly, I don't even know how to cope. Like, I have no words. I can't even catch my words because my brain's going so quickly. But we definitely want to talk about Sam more later down the road when we've process a little bit more, but we wouldn't feel right doing this episode without saying how much we love Sam and
we just got this news. We're shocked.
Yeah.
We're honestly shocked. We're devastated. There's a lot unanswered. And she was someone we talked to so regularly.
All the time.
So it's all so shocking. But again, we wanted to just say how much we loved her. We do love her, and how much we're thinking about her family and her loved ones that were around her, because I can't imagine the pain and shock and devastation they must be in right now.
Absolutely. So we just wanted to say,
we love you, Sam.
We love you, Sam. And we're thinking about you, and we're praying for your family.
And we are truly going to miss you
so seriously
for the rest of our lives.
I'm going to cry.
This is going to be a tougher episode because we have some pretty hard-hitting topics.
Yeah.
And we just wanted to start with that and just something we couldn't not mention.
We couldn't not.
Gosh, it was such a big part of our life. But we are going to talk about that more later on whenever we have more of a clear mindset on it. But right now, it's not a good time.
It's too quick. It was just too quick. And I'm just not at the spot to be able to talk about it yet.
Manny, you know how we're always looking out for the perfect drink, whether it's a cocktail or mocktail? I have two words for you. Taste salud.
Oh my God, Laura, are we telling our listeners our secret? Find this soon?
Yes, we can't gatekeep any longer. Mm-hmm. Okay, guys, picture this. The convenience of an on-the-go mocktail drink mix that's just waiting for a splash of tequila to turn it into a delicious cocktail.
That sounds like our kind of party. You know, obviously, mocktails for me and cocktails for you.
Isn't the taste shocking? Their Paloma and Strawberry Margarita mocktails taste just like the real deal.
So the gag is, not only is the taste amazing, what about the fact that the calories? Okay, let's talk about the calories. Salud drinks mixes only have 1 gram of sugar and take the thinking out of the decision making. We're so done drinking our calories in 2024.
Yes, we are. Also, the thought of everything, taste, convenience, and all the added benefits like hydration, immunity in your cocktail.
It's a serious, serious game changer. So whether it's a cocktail with a kick or a mocktail that tastes like a dream for us sober dolls, Salud has us covered.
They're the absolute best. That's why Manny and me love them. If you're ready to try the best mocktails out there, head to tastesalud.com and use FULL10 for 10% off your first purchase.
Cheers to that, and honestly, cheers to authentic flavors. Let's drink to good taste and good health.
Today's episode is brought to you by Angie. Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs and projects done well. Let me tell you, there's the version of it where you try to do something at home, and then there's a version of it where you have someone help you, you watch them do it the right way, and you go, thank God I didn't try to do that myself. I have fully done things around the home that I think look good, and then a bang in the night and I wake up to a shelf collapsing, a painting falling off the wall. Like, it, I've seen it all go south. I own a home, and I can tell you, I know how much work it can take. Whether it's everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Whatever your home project, big or small, indoor or outdoor, you can Angie that and connect with skilled professionals to get the project done well. Right now, one of my wish lists is I want a bike for my condo in Milwaukee, and I would love to rig it up on a pulley in the ceiling because I have one of those like lofted ceilings, but I'm so scared to try that on my own. Angie has 20 years of home experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app. Answer a few questions and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish, or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.
But what we're going to do is we're going to move on. We're moving on to the next topic because I'm not going to be able to make it through the episode if we don't. And yeah. For me, like whenever I'm trying to grieve or dealing with grief, because there's no right way of dealing with it.
There's
like
not.
It's just you have to deal. For me, I'm the type that like wants to stay busy. Yeah. And like I need to like not be alone. Same. I need to stay busy, because if I stop, then I'm gonna spiral. And so I'm trying to avoid the spiral from happening. Right. So I'm like, okay, we're gonna.
Yeah.
I know Sam would not want me to be dwelling.
Yeah.
And I know that she'd be like, bitch, get the podcast up.
It's true. Also, like, I feel like I've been dealing with grief this entire year after losing my mom, which is something I still don't talk about much. Like, this is about as much as I can get out.
Absolutely.
And then I'm like, okay, that's all I can tell you.
Yeah.
Because I can talk about my mom and I can talk about, like, all of our fun and
like
good times.
Like, saying a thing. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, like, the best things I remember without getting so emotional. But if I actually talk about losing her, it's, like, a complete different story.
Yeah. But see, and that's, like, even, like, we don't even talk about it. We don't bring it up.
Yeah.
It's just because it's hard, like, dealing with grief. Like, I feel like you never get over it. You just learn to cope better.
You do. You learn to live with it. You learn ways of, like, living with it, so...
Laura, we can't keep talking about it because I swear I feel myself welling.
Oh my God. I know.
Because it's so like I've never been in a situation where I've lost a close friend.
Yeah.
So abruptly. And so for me, I just like don't know what to do almost. Yeah. Like I don't know how to like function. Cause the thing that's hard for me is like I wanna like message her.
Yeah.
I wanna send her a voice note. You know, right. I wanna like tell her something.
Yeah.
And so the fact that I can't is like where it's really, really throwing me off.
One thing people told me about grief after I lost my mom was a lot of people, and it was like the first time the internet was not intrusive, but actually gave me advice.
And space.
They gave me so much space and didn't criticize me. The internet was like a comfort blanket for the first time in my life, which was shocking. But one thing so many people reached out and taught me is like grieve in your own time and how you need to do it. There's no rule book on grief. There's no right way, wrong way. Sure, there are things you can do to help it, but like grieving is like your own journey.
I agree completely. So we just want to say we love you, Sam. And
we love you.
We appreciate all that you did for us because there was so many things behind the scenes. And we'll talk about it more later on online when we can get into a little more deep dive.
Mm-hmm.
But for now, we love you. And we're thinking of you and your family.
So this week's episode really doesn't lighten up much because
it doesn't. Actually.
It really doesn't, because we want to talk about the Travis Scott
Astroworld
concert. Devastating tragedy.
Yeah.
Many tragedies that happened at that concert. And really, I think the biggest question that's going on the internet right now is, did Travis Scott do enough?
Or did he do it on purpose?
Yeah.
I'm seeing a ton of stuff about like the satanic stuff almost, like where it's like there's a lot of symbolism and satanic symbolism what's going on. Which for me at first, I was like, okay, people are reaching. Like for me, like that's my genuinely thought.
So
I'm like,
too.
Everyone's reaching. Like, girl, it's like we're taking it to like a 10. Like the internet takes things to 100, you know? But once you start to see a little bit more of a symbolism, like the more things that people have said, it makes
you
kind of
understand
like,
why they're saying this.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
Like where all this is coming
from.
Yes,
I understand like where it's coming from. And the coincidences are very strange.
Uh-huh.
And they don't make as much sense. So I'm like, huh. But I figured we would get into that.
We're going to get in that in just a second. But first, I want to know about your week, Manny.
Yes, my week. My week was good. I launched Outer Dimension.
Oh, what is Outer Dimension?
Outer Dimension is my face palette. So I launched a face palette with Lunar Beauty, of course. And so we launched a face palette, we launched face brushes, and we launched some new lip products.
Dang.
And it's a full face brightening and bronzing side. So we have 5 brightening shades and 5 bronzing shades.
Oh.
And it's 10 shades total. It's like, honestly, like for me, I worked so hard on this, like to try to figure out a way to incorporate as many skin tones as I could. So I have a literal white and a shade that's almost black to mix in with the other shades to help deepen or lighten as much as you can. Because I've never seen anything like that in a face palette, a contour palette, because I usually see face palettes, contour palettes, 3 to 6 pans. And so coming out with one that was 10 and that created mixing shades, I thought was really, really innovative and really cool.
Right.
And so, I'm really excited about the launch. I'm really excited about it.
I think it's a super cool palette.
Thank you. You told me you used it.
Yeah, I used it today, and I've been using it.
Good.
It's a really great palette. It's something that you've never come out with face powder before. So this is your first like face,
like bronzing
base product.
Yes, other than blush. Other than my blush palette. Yeah. Like other than that, like this is my first take on like dimension in a weird way. Like, you know, brightening shades underneath the eyes, bronzing shades for the face, like giving your face dimension, you know, that, and that's why it's called Outer Dimension.
And where can we find this if we were interested in purchasing?
On lunarbeauty.com.
Lunarbeauty.com.
I was like, I need to laugh where I can in this episode, honestly. Yeah, I need to get the giggles in where I fucking can. Girl, it's a rougher one.
It's a rougher episode.
It's a rougher episode, you know? So I need to get the giggles in where I can. And so lunarbeauty.com. What about you? What about your week?
Well, today is Friday. Friday, and I'm really happy about today because right now we just launched our first ever blush palette.
Beep, beep, beep.
I'm so excited. It's our holiday launch.
I'm so excited for it.
And we've never done blush before. This is our first.
This is your first dive in.
Uh-huh.
We have complexion products that we just launched.
For the first time
ever. Our first complexion products of the kind.
We're so excited about it.
I love it.
Yeah, and we're just, it's a beautiful palette, you know?
It's stunning.
Thank you. It's called Blush Aesthetic.
Yes. I mean, honestly, and like, it's perfect. Like, it's vibey, it's blush aesthetic. It's exactly like what I would picture for you for a blush palette.
I was like, how can I make myself into a blush palette?
Literally. And there's so many shades.
There's 8 shades in the palette. It's Gorge. $28. So,
incredible.
A great deal. And you guys can find it on LauraLeeLosAngeles.com. It's available right now. Go grab it before it's gone.
And if you guys are listening, just stay tuned because it will be going live today.
Yeah, it's going live today. It's probably already live right now. Go check it out. I'll link everything. We'll link Manny's palette down below. Yes. If you guys are interested, we'll link it. But super exciting stuff for our brand this week.
Like, it's so crazy. Like, the fact that we've been able to get to this point of our brands. Yeah. Like, who'd ever thought, you know?
Yeah, I'm really impressed with this launch. I'm really happy with the way it came out.
I mean, plus your photos turned out so beautiful.
I went a little more lifestyle.
I love them.
Because I typically do like the glamour headshots more so, or closer up to the face. But this time I was like, I want to get a little more playful because I feel like I've changed my content so much to more lifestyle-y.
Yeah.
So I want Los Angeles to read that. Like, I want them to see that in it. So this, I did a little more of a lifestyle-y shoot with it. Mm-hmm. I did some close-ups so you could see the makeup. But
of course, to be able to see what it like looks like on skin.
Exactly. So it's a good one. So
I'm excited.
We had some successful launches this week.
Mm-hmm. Good for us. Honestly, good for us. It's been like a rough couple weeks. So I'm really, really, really excited that we had some really cool launches and people are enjoying it.
Yeah, they're enjoying it. They love it. And I think we're going to take a break before we jump into this heavy
topic. I think that's a good idea. Let's go and take a little break.
Today's episode is brought to you by Angie. Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs and projects done well. Let me tell you, there's the version of it where you try to do something at home, and then there's a version of it where you have someone help you, you watch them do it the right way, and you go, thank God I didn't try to do that myself. I have fully done things around the home that I think look good, and then a bang in the night, and I wake up to a shelf collapsing, a painting falling off the wall. Like, I've seen it all go south. I own a home, and I can tell you, I know how much work it can take. Whether it's everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Whatever your home project, big or small, indoor or outdoor, you can Angie that and connect with skilled professionals to get the project done well. Right now, one of my wish lists is I want a bike for my condo in Milwaukee, and I would love to rig it up on a pulley in the ceiling because I have one of those like lofted ceilings, but I'm so scared to try that on my own. Angie has 20 years of home experience and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app. Answer a few questions and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's ANGI.com.
Manny, you know how we're always looking out for the perfect drink, whether it's a cocktail or mocktail?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
I have two words for you. Taste salud.
Oh my God, Laura, are we telling our listeners our secret? Find this soon?
Yes, we can't gatekeep any longer. Mm-mm. Okay, guys, picture this. The convenience of an on-the-go mocktail drink mix that's just waiting for a splash of tequila to turn it into a delicious cocktail.
That sounds like our kind of party. You know, obviously mocktails for me and cocktails for you.
Isn't the taste shocking? Their Paloma and Strawberry Margarita mocktails taste just like the real deal.
So the gag is, not only is the taste amazing, what about the fact that the calories? Okay, let's talk about the calories. Salud drinks mixes only have 1 gram of sugar and take the thinking out of the decision making. We're so done drinking our calories in 2024.
Yes, we are. Also, the thought of everything, taste, convenience, and all the added benefits like hydration, immunity in your cocktail. Mm-hmm.
It's a serious, serious game changer. So whether it's a cocktail with a kick or a mocktail that tastes like a dream for us sober dolls, Salud has us covered.
They're the absolute best. That's why Manny and me love them. If you're ready to try the best mocktails out there, head to tastesalud.com and use FULL10 for 10% off your first purchase.
Cheers to that, and honestly, cheers to authentic flavors. Let's drink to good taste and good health.
And we're back, honey.
Back again.
We are back on Full Coverage, and we're going to go ahead and jump into our main topic, which is Travis Scott, Astroworld disaster.
You guys, so Astroworld is a festival. You know, it's not just like a concert. Like, it's a festival. It's like out into a freaking field. Like, I don't know where it's... It was in Texas, of course.
It was in Houston.
It's a humongous festival. Like, I think it said they had reported like 50,000 people.
It was put on by Live Nation. They put on the Astroworld. This has been going on for years. This isn't new.
Yeah, it's like a normal thing that they do, Astroworld.
And people get really hyped for it. Also, people have been locked up because of COVID in their homes and haven't been able to do much. So whenever something like this starts to come up again, people are going to show up.
Yes, they want to go party. Did. Mm-hmm. And the fact, so Travis Scott is the main.
There's a lot of artists that perform there. Again, like Manny said, it's a festival. So many artists come, but the headliner is Travis Scott's Astroworld.
Yes. So you guys, what happened was, like, this is what actually went down. Was, I mean, if you live under a rock,
I mean, if you haven't been on social media at all,
then you would have not heard about this. But the fact that it was, I think, 300 injured and 8 reported fatality. I don't want to say
8 fatalities. The D word
seems so intense.
And that had to do with mosh pitting, trampling. People went to cardiac arrest from being squeezed so tight into these crowds. And there's clearly a lot of controversy, which as there should be, but over this happening at a music festival. Yeah.
It's crazy because there's so many clips that have popped up of, you know, people like getting like, you know, the Heimlich on them and people against resuscitating and against like fences and just like passed out on the ground. And that clip of that one woman who like went up talking to the cameraman being like, please stop the show. Like people are passing out. People are passing away.
People were seriously passing away. They were getting injured and the show was going on and there was a lot of chaos. There was a lot of chanting, please stop the show.
Please stop the show was happening.
So I FaceTimed Gabriel Zamora who went to Astroworld.
Yes.
Because I wanted to know from the ground someone that was there. And he told me, he was like, I was not that close up to the stage. So he
I'm like, thank God you're okay.
I literally went to his Twitter because Gabriel will tweet. And I went to his Twitter and I saw he had tweeted about it. And I was like, oh thank God.
He's
like,
he's fine. He's alive. Yeah. I was like, honestly, freaking out.
So I'd FaceTime him. Actually, FaceTime me because he wanted to show me a bunch of cats.
Oh, I love it.
And so I was like, Astroworld, tell me everything. You were there. He wasn't there. He said the crowd was extremely aggressive. People were breaking the barricades to break into Astroworld. Yeah. So tons of people went in that didn't get security checked, that didn't have tickets. Mm-hmm. And he said it was just really aggressive. He did say Travis Scott stopped the concert multiple times.
Oh, multiple times.
And he said that he also there were a lot of people, which this is very common and encouraged at a Travis Scott concert, climbing up things. So there is a video of a girl who climbs up onto the stage by the cameraman, is screaming at the top of her lungs, there's a dead person, people are dying, please stop the show. There's a dead person, there's a dead person. And he's shooing her away, like, go, get off the stage. And Gabriel had mentioned, you know, he doesn't know why he shoot her off, but he said there were a lot of people climbing to act a fool. So, and then there was a boy that came up behind her as
well. That was like, stop, stop the show.
That was like encouraged, like trying to help her, saying, no, listen to her. She's telling the truth. There's a dead person down here. You have to stop the show. Like, this is crazy. And they were completely denied and like told to get off the stage, and like no one cared.
So the crazy thing for me too is like festival culture in general is very intense, right? So there is like, all the time you see people fainting or passing out, or you see, you know, ambulances go by, and it's like, or people walked out with a stretcher, and it's almost like become this thing where it's almost normal to see people being stretched out of a place, because it's like, oh my gosh, they just overheated. And you never, I think that, I mean, this is me playing devil's advocate. I don't think that he thought like, oh, these people are passing away right in this moment. I think he's thinking like, oh, they probably just passed out. It's like, they're thirsty, they're dehydrated. Like, let's keep it moving.
Get them out of here.
Get them out of here.
Let's keep the show going.
And which is exactly what happened. He literally said, hey, come in and help and take someone out of the show.
But, and those are the clips where you actually see him. And I think this is what Gabriel was talking about. You hear him say, stop. So he had stopped the show, but there were people chanting at one point,
like, to stop the whole show. Yeah.
Stop. And it kept going.
I know.
It kept going. And then there was a lot of him, like, on video footage of him up on his podium where he does his performance, looking down at people passed out. And the show went on. And it was, this is where people want to cancel Travis and, you know, say he's liable for a lot of this. He's being sued right now by a lot of people.
Absolutely.
Because the main artist, they controlled the show. They stopped the show. And right now what's really popular on TikTok is people are pulling mountains of footage of all different artists.
Other artists stopping shows.
Their shows over a pushing, over shoving, not people being passed out, over just too much mosh pitting. But at Travis Scott's like Adele, Post Malone, Miley.
Tons of people like stopping it.
I literally have seen like 10 different artists and like, Rihanna, which my God, she's a queen.
Of course, as she would.
But there's just so many artists, and it was so much less than a person being passed out drunk through the crowd. But Travis Scott encourages mosh pitting behavior. There's literally,
he's literally been arrested for it.
Yes.
Like in the past, he's been arrested for, or charged with, inciting riots and for child endangerment and for, what was the other one? Tyler. Tyler is also here for the full fact check.
Come on.
Yes, I am. So in 2017, Scott reportedly encouraged fans to go past security and rush the stage at the Walmart Arkansas Music Pavilion in Rogers, Arkansas. It resulted in 3 misdemeanor charges of inciting a riot and disorderly conduct and endangering the welfare of a minor.
Ty, also another fact, wasn't Travis caught up tweeting for people to bomb rush Astroworld to break the barricades?
He posted a tweet whenever they sold out Astroworld. He tweeted and said, nah, we still sneaking the wild ones in.
And this, what this obviously see, is this saying, is like, it's encouraging. And guys, the video footage of the amount.
It was scary.
The amount of people that bomb rushed in. That broke the cage.
And there's like that random security that's trying to like, and like trying to like, kind
of
like,
boom, get out of there. You're going to get hurt yourself.
He's also in the past, he's encouraged fans to jump off of balconies.
I saw the video. So there's a guy's video, like, oh my God, it's rough.
Encouraging a fan to jump off a balcony and saying that they'll catch you below.
He's like, why are you scared? They're going to catch you. So there's a lot of violent behavior that is encouraged. And if you've watched a Travis Scott concert, it's wild.
I mean, the whole thing is literally just like, it's pandemonium. Like
pandemonium.
And see, this is where I feel like it starts to get into the whole, like, was this, you know, satanic in a way, like almost like coercing. So let's talk about that. Yes.
Because what have you heard about the satanic
I've seen it all over TikTok. And I've seen it on Twitter, on TikTok. It was trending on Twitter.
I have too.
About how there's like just so many different similarities with like kind of like almost like this ritualistic, like demonic behavior. Like the fact that the stage is an upside down cross, which is like very satanic.
I didn't realize that.
Yeah. So the stage is like, it's going out this way and it's a cross.
Oh, that he stands on.
That stands on. Yes, yes, yes. So okay. It's like going down like that and it's like a cross.
His walkway.
Upside down. Yeah, the walkway. And his shirt, like where it's almost like this, like the shirt's like this like thing where it's like almost like marching through a threshold saying that's like entering into hell. On like the spiraling kind of screen where it says like, see you on the other side. Like all these different weird, like the big mouth. Mm-hmm, you know, the dystopian, mm-hmm, like the mouth, like it's like a direct correlation to this like demonic, like mouth eating children kind of thing.
Yeah.
So there's just been so many different ones back to back to back to back that a lot of people are like finding these correlations where it's like, is this like satanic? Is this like, you know, is this like a whole different realm than what we even think it is?
Mm-hmm. Got it. Like, you know, is this way more than just a festival more that he's putting on?
Exactly. Is it way more than this? Or is it like he's literally telling people to like bum rush things? Like when you're saying things like that, it's sad and it's scary, but it almost takes something so big like this to happen for you to really realize like that, dude, like this is so not okay.
It's like, does Travis realize, well, one, I mean, he's a great artist.
Of course.
He really is.
Can't take that from him. Absolutely.
He's a talented, he's a very talented great man. Artist. But it's like, does he realize the power he has over youthful people?
See, that's like the, again, part of the satanic thing is like people saying that like using his music to control people, like that's like part of it.
To
get them to do what he's saying, like saying like, hey,
and they go do this, what and they do. He says to do.
And they say, if they say, he says, bum rush this, go do this, run to the stage right now. Like I've seen videos and clips where he's like, come on, you guys come run to the stage right now. And
I
like
have
people
too.
Getting hurt
I've seen
doing
multiple
that.
Multiple clips of him encouraging mosh pitting, encouraging bum rushing the stage, regardless of security, safety and security
exactly.
protocols. Like he
going way past them, doesn't give a fuck.
I wonder why he does that though. It really makes me ask that question. Is it like a cool thing? Is it a thing where you're like, yes, let's riot together?
Yeah, like this rock and roll, like very like.
Is he not like looking at a way, who cares if someone falls down and skins their knee? Like the show must go on. But
I don't know, because I feel like when you have kids at the show, that's like the difference too. Is that like if you have a show that's literally like 21 plus, mm-hmm, and it's like you can't be a child coming in here, you know, like kids are more fragile, like just literally naturally. So the fact that there's children there, like 14-year-olds getting
hurt. A 14-year-old died.
And died, exactly.
Ty, what's the age range of the people that passed away at this show?
I think 14 was the youngest, 29 was the oldest, but they ranged mainly like 14, 17,
was
21.
The major ages.
Yeah, yeah, see, that's like absolutely fucking horrible.
Also, like, I can't imagine having a family member go to a Travis Scott concert and then they don't come back.
I can't
over
either.
Over just because it was too pandemonious. And the footage, I had to turn my TikTok off because here's the difference. Now me and Ty were looking up, we were like, well, has this ever happened before? And just because we have social media and digital, mm-hmm, and Travis, mm-hmm, Scott is honestly at the top of his game, is that why we're making a big deal? And we did find out this has happened multiple times
yeah,
but not recently. In a decade, I would say, is the last time something like this happened.
So something about like in 89.
Yes, and in 89? So it's big news too,
because, at a game,
because you like hear about that, but you see it now because everybody has an iPhone.
See, physically see it.
I literally saw footage and it gave me goosebumps. I had to turn my phone off because, mm-hmm, it was so disturbing, of someone in the crowd. They were being in the mosh pit, they were being literally trampled and stomped to death, and the phones were recording everywhere, and you just see pandemonium, people screaming bloody murder for help, and you can just hear it in their voice. They're like
like screaming
and
help.
You see someone grab their phone and all you see is his fingers pressing 911 and just screaming. And the freaking concert is happening. Like nothing screaming. Is going on.
As if it's as if someone's not screaming, but the thing is the music's so loud.
Yeah.
Like
yeah.
Honestly, I think this is gonna change festivals forever. I really do. And I hope that
I
they
hope
do.
So.
Because this is like almost like when there's, it's a known thing. Don't go up against the fences, don't go up against the railing. Mm-hmm. You could potentially be trapped, mm-hmm, in. And I will say my brother has been to several.
He has.
Travis Scott's.
Your brother's a big
festivals.
Fan.
He's a fan of his, and he's been to Astroworld. And he's, the thing is, when I was talking to him about this, he's been in the exact same situation.
Wow.
He's been in it where it was like, if he put his hand up, he couldn't put it back down because there's so many people crowding. Wow. And that there was one point where his feet weren't touching the ground.
Oh my God.
And he was swaying with the people. Like that, it was almost like an ocean. Because it was so packed in that he was swaying with the people. And he said that he didn't know how he didn't freak out. He said he was like under the influence. So he's like, but if he was, so because he's claustrophobic.
Yeah.
So he has like major claustrophobia issues. So he said that if he wasn't, that he would have had a full mental like breakdown. Because he said that everywhere around him is like thousands of people going in that direction. And you can't like leave.
Get out of it.
And so what we also wanted to say too, this is like something I wanted to talk about. Like I saw this thing where like if you were ever to find yourself in that situation, there's like different things to do. Like obviously what? Using your eyes. Like you can't like, if you see a sinkhole of people happening and they start to form almost like where they're starting to kind of cluster, avoid. Okay. Obviously you have to move around with that. Okay. Always avoid fences and gates because that will like what lock you in. Because with people, if shoving enough happens, they'll move.
Yeah.
A fence.
It and can't move.
They can't move. They're bolted in. Like they're not moving. Also, if you're in a situation like that, putting your two arms in front of your chest
will protect you.
Will protect your chest enough where you can get from getting crushed and you can breathe a little bit more because you at least have that like little bit of leeway, that little bit of nudge that you can get a little bit of breath. Never bend down. You cannot bend down in situations because as soon as you bend
down,
you're going down for good. And you need to stay as most upright as humanly possible in those situations. And because you're trying to get air. And so this is like one of those things where you can see the sky and air happening, but you can't breathe.
Yeah, because you're so combusted. Because you're so compressed. Like, compressed in there.
So it's really, really important that you're able to get as high as possible using your arms in front of you and kind of like, that is what you need to do. And also, like, obviously, eventually, hopefully, you can kind of inch out once you're in that situation. But it's just crazy that it's gotten to this point where there was so many deaths. Because I...
That is shocking. It's the amount like, of deaths that happened means that this went on for a long time and in different areas at the concert. Like, that's what that means. And it means that it was ignored multiple times. Like, there's no way. There's no way no one saw any... fighting, pushing, trampling, and I mean, come on.
Like, honestly, I think they should have stopped the show completely. Mm-hmm. That's just my personal opinion.
I know he did stop the show. I mean, people said he was supposed to go on for an hour, hour 30. He went on for an hour.
Okay,
now,
that makes me feel better about it.
There's not data as to why the show was shortened. Yeah. I'm sure it was because of the crowd.
Yeah.
But they don't have, like, hard data, like, why his time was shortened. And so...
I thought his apology after that was a little strange. I'm not going to lie.
Yeah.
I just feel like the way it came across, because he obviously is, I can't even imagine like feeling almost responsible for that situation. But I don't know. I feel like it came across strange.
Well, the people feel that what people are so mad at Travis is because one, the artist controls the show and and people are like, well, he got the green light to keep going. So all he saw is that it's good to keep going. So it's like bantering back and forth, but people are mostly mad about him. They feel like he didn't do enough. Like you run that show and you've had so much history of encouraging this behavior that causes stuff like this to where it's like, there's no more really passes.
I will say like, I didn't see any evidence of him like inciting anything
this time
out there this time. Yes.
Yeah.
In the past,
God.
Yes,
I didn't see either.
I didn't see it this time. I think it was just an overwhelming amount of people.
Well, he did encourage a bomb rush of people through the barricades, and that happened. Which I'll be honest, in California, I don't know if this happens in other states because I haven't been to a lot of concerts, but I have been to quite a few things in California, and I've seen a lot of bomb rushing. Like,
absolutely,
it's very
common. Festivals are different than concerts.
Yeah,
like. The festival thing, it's more like you're just more open, more free, more just more intense stuff. Like there's no seating really. Like it's like a free man's game. So you can get by
doing that. And like I went to Oddball Comedy Fest in Orange County one summer and there was a huge bomb rushing of people and it was like literally hundreds of people jumping a fence. It literally looked like animals because it was like there were so many people running down this hill and just at once and like one security guard was trying. So I've seen bomb rushing. It happens. It's pretty common. It doesn't just happen at Travis Scott concerts. It happens everywhere. It's a thing. Like it's a full thing. And if the festival is big enough, it is pretty much guaranteed people are going to bomb rush. I'm going to be honest, like based off the videos I've seen, I've never seen this many people
It went on forever. People like were literally climbing out of it. Like they were jumping over people. It like freaked me
out. Like,
it looked like a herd of animals.
Like the video wouldn't end.
Freaky.
Yeah, it was like really crazy. And that also leaves, you know, a lot of people because Gabriel had asked him about security and he said, you know, it wasn't that strict, but he did have to go through a metal detector. But I mean, he said it really wasn't that strict. But all the people that bomb rush, they're not security checked.
Exactly. Like they could have literally had. I heard Tyler, did you hear this about how there was someone like stabbing people with like fentanyl?
Yeah, I think the police are still investigating
that.
I don't think that's an actual
investigation right now.
Yeah.
Got it.
I don't know if they know that it was fentanyl. I think it was just like maybe someone's suggestion of what they could have been possibly stabbing them with. But
they noticed, how did they notice?
Well, from what I heard, a security guard got stabbed by a needle.
In his neck?
But they didn't say like what it was. So I think this is honestly all of this is still an active investigation.
Yeah.
Like, mm-hmm. They're trying to figure out if like who's going to be held liable for what and like what charges might be brought. So I think we just have to sit and wait.
Do you think Travis Scott will ever be able to perform the same again?
I don't, to be quite honest. I just don't think
I think Live Nation also needs to be quite liable for this and their security because they're the one who puts on Astroworld. And it's kind of like, seems like they're slipping under the rug again. And it's literally all Travis Scott's fault. And you know what? I agree. Like, I feel like he could have done more, but it's not. But like,
there are so many things and people
that could have stopped this. And there are so many things that go mm-hmm. into this security wise that wasn't done well.
Absolutely. Do you think that, to answer your question, with another question, do you think that he deserves to be canceled?
We're talking about lost lives at his concert. So yeah.
I think that if there's any time for a cancellation, I would say it comes to losing lives.
I think Travis has, and you know, I don't know Travis. I don't know what he's learned, what he hasn't learned. I don't know what he's experiencing right now. I'm sure a world of pain, no matter what way you look at this. But yes, canceled. But what I hope is that this is a huge reality check for him. Mm-hmm. And I know he has so much power over the youth, but maybe he can reconsider what he's doing with that.
Yeah.
And maybe this will kind of be that moment for him.
I mean, him and Kylie are such a power duo. God,
they're such a power duo. And you know what? Let's talk about Kylie a little bit because Kylie was trending. She got canceled, dragged into it too. Drugged through the mud.
She's made statements about it.
Yeah. So at the concert, Kylie was doing, before it came out, anyone was injured or anyone had passed.
Yeah.
Before this happened, she was doing snaps at the concert. But it's like, girl, why was the snap you chose to do was the ambulance driving, trying to get through the crowd, which mind you, people were prohibiting the ambulance.
Jumping on the ambulance. Like, honestly, how the fuck are these shows this fucking crazy? Like, I honestly like cannot fucking comprehend.
And how are people not held liable for stopping an ambulance to get someone help?
Absolutely.
Like, if you're dancing on the top of the ambulance, you should be held liable.
Jumping up and down on it, like, dude, people literally need that. They need help
immediately.
Like, it just doesn't make it just seems so inhumane in a way to me. Like, I don't have other words other than the fact that it seems so inhuman to do something like that, to be that kind of person that's going to jump on an ambulance trunk and they'd be like, ha ha, making a joke out of it when they're literally trying to save someone's life. And so many lives that there's 300 people were injured.
300 people were treated, not just injured, but actually treated. There were more people injured.
Yep.
They were actual treated. And the thing that Kylie got canceled for, she snapped the ambulance to go in through the crowd. Mm-hmm. But in my head, I'm going, girl, you know, if an ambulance going through a crowd, there's probably an emergency.
Yeah.
Why do you need to snap the emergency? Yeah. Like, look what's happening. Like,
so crazy. So like, crazy. That's a, in my head, that's something I'm like, so oh my God, this is so crazy. We need an ambulance here.
Wow. And it's like, now.
Are you kidding?
She did not know the gravity of the situation when she posted that. So people are canceling her as if she knew people died. She didn't know that because the snap went down immediately as soon as any news came out.
Yeah, she found out about like what it was.
So I don't think, you know, I think it was insensitive, but to snap an ambulance in such a bad situation as it is. But I don't think she got hit harder because people did pass. Yes.
And that's why it's like
I don't think she should be canceled for the snap. I think it was super insensitive and just a dumb thing to snap, especially when you have that many people following you. It's like, girl, think about what you're snapping before you snap it. Come on.
Agree. I think it's good that people called her out for it. Mm-hmm. Definitely not a cancellation thing, but I do think that like it's definitely something like, hey, this is just a really insensitive thing because you're literally like at like VIP, like you're not in the crowd. Like if you're making it like even the snap made it seem like she's like there with the people and it's like you weren't in VIP. And so it's a different experience for other people. So you have to be conscious of that.
But I've seen so many aggressive tweets and I'm like, okay, at the end of the day, let's reel it back because it's not Kylie's fault that this happened.
No. Like let's point it at where the actual fault lies.
Yes, and it's not at Kylie. It's not at Kendall. Kylie. It's not Kim. You guys, just because people love to hate them, you can't loop them in with this and say any of this is their fault. It's just not.
There's honestly so many factors when it comes to the situation because it's, again, it's the security. It's the not stopping the show. It's the laxness almost of people being like, hey, something's happening. Like, and the camera guy like having like no idea what's going on. I don't know if you can hear.
I bet you more than anything in the world, with the earbuds in, if someone said Travis, multiple people people have died, he would have stopped that
show. I think so too. So it was like a
horrible job in security, and like what was going on was done so poorly.
Was there a clip, I might be tripping, or this could be a different time. There was a clip of like two people walking up to Travis and then he kept like going.
Is this true? Saying yes.
Tyler, is this true?
Yeah, but we don't have any audio of what they were saying.
Because I saw like these two men like kind of going up to him, and then he like kind of just walked away. He didn't like converse with them.
He just said kind of like enough with all that, and then pushed them away. But you don't know what they're saying to him.
We have no idea. That's totally speculation. A lot of people are speculating that they were talking about that, but we don't know. We can't say that. Like, we don't even know what that was.
But we're gonna take a break real quick, and we'll be right back.
Thank you so much to Smalls for sponsoring this portion of Full Coverage. You guys, cat food, it's been the same forever, and it's time that we move our cat food from like just little kibble and little hard little pebbles to, you know, get into the 21st century, and that is what Smalls is.
I love Smalls cat food for my cats. You know I'm a cat mama.
Yes.
And we feed our cats wet food for sure. We always have. But I've always, you know, looked at the ingredients and I'm like, I don't know what's right. You guys, Smalls is the one, and my cats actually like it. Smalls was started in 2017 when a couple of guys were at home cooking cat food in small batches for their friends. A few short years later, they've served millions of meals to cats around the world.
I am absolutely obsessed with that. I think that it's so cool that they are doing that. And I just, you know, we want to feed our little furry friends the best things that we can feed them. So give your cat the gift of great cat food this holiday season. Head to smalls.com/fool and use promo code FOOL at checkout for 50% off your first order plus free shipping. That's the best offer you'll find, but you have to use our code FOOL for 50% off your first order. One last time, that's promo code FOOL for 50% off your first order plus free shipping.
Look, Bumble knows you're exhausted by dating. All the, must not take yourself too seriously, and 6-1 since that matters, and what do I even say other than, hey? Well, that's why they're introducing an all-new Bumble, with exciting features to make compatibility easier, starting the chat better, and dating safer. They've changed, so you don't have to. Download the new Bumble now.
We are so excited to tell you guys all about what is keeping us hydrated and healthy, and that is Taste Salud.
As many of you know, Manny and I love a good glow on the skin, and skincare is great, but hydration starts from within, babes. Salud's Hydration Plus Immunity Drink Mixes get straight to the root. Get ready to sparkle from the inside out.
They're the ultimate drink mix with a 2-in-1 benefits, 1 gram of sugar only, and authentic agua fresca flavors.
No, because let's talk about it. Hydration and immunity for the healthy glow, low calories, and authentic agua fresca flavors. Are you kidding me?
Baby, you have me at agua frescas. Flavors like Jamaica and horchata are nostalgic as hell to me. You know, just takes me right back to when, you know, I was at family functions and, you know, the parties in the backyard. And it just really makes me feel good drinking them, to be quite honest. And I can constantly drink them without worrying about too much sugar, which is lovely.
I personally love their clean ingredients. They're also vegan and gluten-free. They're so yummy and easy to incorporate into your daily water. So if you're ready to hydrate your body inside and out,
so if you're ready to relive nostalgic moments,
head to tastesalud.com and use code FOOL10 for 10% off your first purchase.
Taste the goodness, embrace the nostalgia, and cheers to health, babes.
And we're back, fam.
We are back. Full fam.
We are back. So we want to close out this Travis situation with, you know, one, this is a horrible tragedy that happened. It's an investigation. We're sending love to the family.
It's so tragic.
This is devastating. Like, literally, they lost young loved ones abruptly. So I can't imagine the pain. Now, I will say, let's talk about what Travis is going to do for the families. He said he's going to pay for all funeral costs. Yes, all the funerals. And refunding.
I do appreciate that. Refunding the entire show.
The entire show gets refunded. To everyone who paid for a ticket, it gets refunded.
And I honestly, I do appreciate that. Like,
and
I think that's
his previous
his
show in Vegas, he was going to headline at. He dropped out. He canceled. Mm-hmm. I mean,
I feel like he's doing as much as he possibly can in this situation to, you know, mend it. I just think that it's so unfortunate. Like, there really is nothing else to say other than the fact that, like, the fact that this happened in general is
horrible. And you can't go back and change the past when you have, especially when you have, like, lost lives.
You can't, like, you can't, it doesn't, like, you're not healing your leg. Mm-hmm. Like, people have passed and they've moved on. Like, it's like,
you can't replace that.
You can't replace that. That's literally unreplaceable. Mm-hmm. So, I genuinely think that with this, there needs to be reform when it comes to festivals and maybe potentially concerts as well. And just, I think there needs to be things implemented and things in place for this to never happen, or like maybe even with a different kind of fence mm-hmm. that needs to be made, or I don't know, less people there. I don't know what you could do.
It's like nowadays we don't just hear about it; we get to experience it and see it because everybody has a phone and they're able to record what happened. And being mm-hmm. able to see everything that happened, they should be able to reform festivals and completely redo the infrastructure of them, because that, honey, was a complete and total flop.
I think a big issue too, though, was the fact that it was what's it called? It was closed off mm-hmm. on the sides. And I think that this is why festivals like Coachella are successful and like things like that don't really happen as much.
I looked up and things like this don't happen at Coachella.
Because it's a field though. It's like literally it's a huge field. And like, let's say if you were to feel confined in some way, you can wiggle your way out because it goes out into being open mm-hmm. rather than it being more confined. Because again, there's a fence around, like, obviously
Coachella. But it's not around the concert stadiums. Yeah. I have been at Coachella and I have been like, obviously you two like squished in where I can't even see mm-hmm. Because I'm not that tall and I've literally been just packed in. But at Coachella, it's different because people are not like jumping up and down on top of your body.
And they're also constantly moving. So there's always constant shows.
You can
kind of
wiggle your way out.
Yeah, and you can move around.
Oh yeah, because there's different shows.
And people
bounce around.
They want to go see other shows. They want to stay there for too long. But I think that because it is so open, like this is a very big thing where it needs to be like an open field, almost like a shell mm-hmm. where it's like a shell instead of it being like kind of closed off. Because mm-hmm. as soon as things start to get closed off is where issues arise, because if it gets too packed,
and
you're going to be squished.
It's encouraged for it to be so packed out at the front, then it's a recipe for disaster.
Exactly. And I think that, you know, with the fact that it was bomb rushed and there's so many people, is it bomb rushed or bomb rushed? Bomb rushed, right? That's what it is.
Bomb rushed.
Okay. Yeah. That's what it is. So the fact that they get in there, so they flood it even more
uh-huh.
and the fact that there's like a gate around the whole thing, because they obviously people, they want to make money. They want to come in for free.
Yeah.
So it needs to be something where it's a more open
situation.
How about
double the security, ma'am?
Absolutely.
Like, you clearly, you know.
Or emergency buttons.
Yeah.
I mean, none of that would
work. They have those at Coachella, don't they? No.
I don't know. But I feel like if there's like a thing where it's like an emergency, like something could be actually happening.
Yeah.
Or not even like an emergency, like, out loud, but if it like if you click this button, like a vehicle will come out to you and be like, hey, is like everything okay? Like something along those lines.
Yeah.
Could I
way
really do
more
feel,
security?
And
because
way more
if
security.
There were more security on that ground floor, they would have stopped that show because someone would have seen it.
They would have caught it and they would have seen it.
And look at the bomb rushing. One dude.
It's
like
insane.
That's a joke.
I mean, and I know they weren't prepared for that, obviously.
But they should have been.
Like, come on.
They should have been.
Come on, dude. They should have been prepared for that.
So we just hope that Live Nation's really listening up and that all the vendors and all the parts that go into putting on festival are seeing this and that this never happens again. Because
it's
such an uncalled for tragedy.
Absolutely.
Like, it's ridiculous. It could have been avoided. It's ridiculous that this happened. Absolutely ridiculous. And again, lives are lost that can't be replaced because of these huge mistakes.
Absolutely. So we wish the family and loved ones the absolute best and hope that they can heal
from this tragedy.
We know all too well what that's like.
Yeah.
But moving on to something that's a little bit lighter.
Mm-hmm. Is it lighter?
I don't even, honestly,
it is
you're
lighter.
Right.
It's a heavier situation.
But it's definitely lighter than mm-hmm. things we've talked about. But Tati Beauty mm-hmm. closing the doors, man.
She made the official announcement that Tati Beauty is officially closed.
So in case you guys do not know, Tati Westbrook had a beauty line called Tati Beauty where she came out with
she had two launches so far, but the brand was really new. Like it was just getting going. So she came out with this really palette. They sold like over 100,000 of them.
It's so, you know what's funny? Like even like about the palette, like I'm like bitter about it because a friend of mine asked to borrow it for a review.
Oh,
I won't say the friend's
no.
name. And I was like, yeah, for sure. Just give it back to me. I still haven't gotten it back.
Who was the friend?
I'm not saying the name.
I don't even know who it was. You didn't tell me.
No, I haven't told you. But it was, just, I just remember, like, I just thought of it right now when Tati was saying that she closed me out. I was like, oh, that sucks. Thank God I have that palette. And I'm like, I don't have the palette. I need the palette. Like, I don't know where I'm going to fucking find it. If I need to find it on Poshmark, I like, however Tati I find it. I bet
you have a backup somewhere.
Tati, I need a fucking palette.
And she also came out with her Blendiful.
Blendiful. They were, and they I still use my Blendiful. I use the little heart one when I'm like traveling. So, and I put it in my little pocket just to kind of do my touch-ups.
It's so good.
It's perfect.
You know what though? Like, okay, so the reason she closed this, she did a little quick video and just kind of broke down. And because she's facing a lot of legalities with Halo Beauty, which is her vitamin company, it is causing conflict. So because of that, she had to close down Tati Beauty. She can't give a lot of specifics because she's still dealing with the legalities.
Is it litigation?
Litigation. Yeah. And like, there's a lot she still can't say yet.
Of course. Yet.
But
hopefully she'll be able to kind of say her.
And you know what I think in the future after all this is over, whatever directions hope goes, I hope in a good way for Tati, but whatever directions, that doesn't mean she can't ever have a beauty line again. It means it's, you know, Tati Beauty's over, but there could be a lot more to come in the future once all this is over for her.
100%. I think that, you know, we just wish Tati the best.
We do.
Like, and we really do.
Every time I hear her talk about this little litigation, I want to scream for her because I see the pain in her eyes.
Like, you can tell. Like,
I can tell.
It's so heavy.
Oh, way so heavy. I can tell. I can't imagine the fucking stress that and the money it must cost to go through something like this. And I know it's with, as she has said in her video, with someone that was close with her. So, like, there's a lot of pain involved in this.
It makes it
this.
So much even harder. Like, the fact that it was, like, a close friend. Like, well, mind you, with the Halo Beauty situation, it was with a close friend. And so, like, the cool thing too is that, like, she's had great experience with the Tati Beauty team. Like, she's had great experiences with them, and like, she's still, like, obviously, like, the palette was so successful. Gosh, and the Blendiful, everything was so amazing. And so it's just hard when you see, like, so much promise in something and it goes away. It's so abrupt and it's so quick, and it's just like, oh my shit, like, I can't believe, like, this happened, because I didn't expect it. I mean, I'm not surprised because of the litigation going on with the other brand. Like, I can't even imagine that stress. But it does suck, because I know she had so much hopes and she had other plans for the brand that she wanted to continue with.
Yeah. And but the thing is, like, I sit back and watch her knowing, and as we all know, that she's going through this, and everyone's saddened that the brand's closed, but we're all rooting for her. But it's so empowering to see her still, like, put her best foot forward, put a smile on her face, upload her videos that don't have anything to do with this, and just push forward, power forward while going through this daily. And, you know, it's, like, really inspiring. It's like, okay, you know, I see her going through all this pain, and I cannot imagine the stress this must be. But, you know, she's still out there grinding, still uploading her videos. And so I have a lot of support for her. She's inspired me. I mean, she's inspired the internet. The internet's not the same without Miss Westbrook in it.
When she came back, I was like, oh my God. Like, I was shook, and I was so excited. And, you know, it's not going to be the same without Tati Beauty either. Like, it's going to feel different and weird, but I appreciate her grind. And I feel like even from back in the day when she would upload, like, literally every single fucking day.
Oh my God, loved
5 days a week.
Loved it.
I was like, how is this woman
doing this? She's a worker.
Like, and she puts her best foot forward and works, and she puts the time in.
I think it's really amazing how open she's been with her audience and just everyone on the internet about all that she's gone through with different situations that have been super challenging.
Very,
like, she's been
very public, very intense situations.
Yeah, like her relationship, just everything.
Even about, honestly, that when she talked about that, I was like,
that's real.
Is fucking real shit.
That's real shit right there.
Like, talking about your relationship, the fact that you guys could have broken up.
That's
like
real
fully
shit.
Is like, oh my God. Like, that is like, how much more open do you get?
Yeah, it made me really, like, appreciate, I always appreciate her, but just hearing her, like, open up and, like, say something like that and, like, let people in that way, it's really powerful. And it also is a message for a lot of people going through a situation where, you know, they're struggling in their relationship. And,
it goes to also show that, like, beauty gurus' lives, they're not fucking perfect.
Exactly.
Not even fucking
Like, you
close.
May see this beautiful, bright, blue-eyed woman.
Absolutely.
But there's so much more going on behind the scenes. And Tati's
one
of those
people. There's so much
fight
happening behind, like, in her eyes. Like, there's so much, like, going on.
Yeah, it's not just a pretty face. Like, there's a woman fighting back there. So, Tati, we want to say we love you.
And we are rooting for you, and we want the best. Like, honestly, like, we want the best for fucking everyone. Like, come on. Yeah. Like, we want people to succeed, and we want the best for them, but... Tati, we are looking at you, and we care about you, and we love you. One of these little hearts.
Let me get her.
We're just a little heart, a little full heart. There we go. No, it's easy. So I'm telling you, like, you just do it like this shape, half a heart, half a heart and then you just do like that.
Aaron literally walks around my house doing the symbol 24/7. Yes.
It's the heart's just so much better when you do it like this.
I can't with you.
It's real.
I can't
with you. Stop.
Okay, Manny, just to close this out, can you just tell me something good that's happening in your world? Like, tell me something good that's happening. Tell me some good news, because, baby, I need to hear. I don't care what it is. I don't care about your boba. I don't care about your dog, your mom, your car. It's really cool. It's like a Batman mobile. But tell me one thing that's like.
You know what I'll say? Like, yeah. I will say. So I know I don't want to talk about it more. But,
don't you do it. Don't you do it.
I will say that I'm so grateful. And I feel like it was a blessing from God that when I heard the news about Sam, I was with my entire family.
Oh, yes. Yes.
And I just don't think I could have been in a more stable situation than that.
Yeah.
And I really do feel like, because I mean, I believe God, I know you do too.
Yes.
And I really think that God put me with my family in San Diego and was looking out for me. And that, like, when I heard that news, I was surrounded with people that loved me. And it was a much needed distraction for me.
I want to talk about this lighter, but do you want to know? Okay, I'm going to just say.
Yeah.
I was just looking at some of mine and Sam's texts, and one, not our last conversation, but one of our last conversations, she talks about life being short.
No, she didn't.
Yes, she did. Yes, she did. She sure did. And encouraged me to like go for something.
And like live your life to the fullest.
And told me that my life is short and that I should just talk about it and go for it. And it's like, wow. Okay, we took it there again.
We took it there again. Mm-hmm. I wish that people saw the Sam that we saw.
Yeah.
You know, because
I think a lot of people did, but a lot of people didn't.
I think so too. I think that it was one of those things where it's like she had the personality where you love her to death or you hate her.
Yeah.
Like, I think that was one of those situations where
Sam was the only person that was rooting for us when literally no one was. And she caught so much backfire and did not care and stood her ground for us.
The fact that, I mean, I don't even want to talk more about it, but
I know.
I'm that was like one thing that I was thinking about today, and I can't, like, I'm so grateful that I was in like a like literal sea of love when I heard the news rather than being alone in my house.
Yeah.
Where, like, let's say Nick's at work and it's just me.
I'm glad you're the one that told me. You FaceTime me.
Well, sister called me.
Yeah. I think I just stared at you for a few minutes straight.
Oh no, absolutely. We were like, but I was in utter shock.
I haven't gotten abrupt news like that before.
I know. No, and I know. And it's honestly, like, you guys, I don't even like FaceTime Laura. Like
this is the thing in our friendship. If there's a FaceTime, shit has hit the fan.
Like something's going on.
Is bad. Something's going on.
Like,
we do not FaceTime each other for no reason.
No, and not for no, because we voice note so much that we, like, and we see each other so much that's like we don't need to FaceTime too.
There's
like,
no need. There's no need.
Weird. But I think so. When I called you, I was like, we need to talk. And I never started a call like that.
Oh,
like,
I looked at
you.
Him,
literally was like, what's wrong?
I was like freaking out. I was like, Manny, what happened? You were like, it's not good. I was like, Manny, what happened? Yeah.
But it was hard. Like, like that call from her sister, like that was really, really tough. And it's just weird, like starting this episode and ending it with Sam. Like, I feel like it's almost like
we can't help it. It's like on our minds so much. It's on our mind.
And I'm trying to cope the best I can, but I don't know how to cope.
Yeah.
That's the thing is, like, I have coping skills.
You learn
skills,
as you go.
But I feel like, yeah, I think that I need.
I will say one of the things that sucked the worst when my mom passed away, it was in Alabama. I lived in California. So, you know, whenever you're like either at home or with your family, you're in a space where you can be upset. You can have anxiety.
Yes,
you can cry.
Yes.
You can act a fool. You can do what you need to do. Well, like whenever I would have to go back to Alabama, we obviously don't have our own house there. So we were like stay with people and Ty's family. But it was just like a moment where I can't like be belligerent and I really need it to be. But it was really challenging in that way. So it's really special that you were with like your family kind of privately.
Yeah.
When that happened.
Yeah, I was really, it was hard though because I heard the news and then we had Aaron's graduation right after. And I'm like, how am I going to physically get through this right now?
Yeah.
Like how? But because I was surrounded with love and people that were there for me.
I was at home and I just cleared my schedule because I knew anything else I had to do that day would not.
It just not
worked. I can't do it.
Like,
and
no
honestly, my go-to in those situations is to do things because it helps me to function more.
Yeah,
and
that's
like,
my thing too.
Like I'm going to have downtime to be sad, but it just helps me keep going through my day if I have actual things to do. But, you know, in that moment, I really just had to like completely
absorb.
Stop and absorb.
Yeah. What about you? Do you have anything that's like amazingly happy that you were able to share with me?
Let me think.
Since I shared that with you. But it was a happy moment for me to be able to realize that was something.
You counted that blessing.
I counted the blessing and I like saw the tiniest sliver of silver light in a horrible situation that I pulled. And I was like, I need this little piece for me to make it through. And the fact that I was with my family helped me get through it.
I love that. Anything exciting happening to me? I'm gonna phone in my husband. Tyler, did what happened?
A phone in.
What happened exciting to me this week?
I love when you put Tyler on the spot and he's not prepared for it whatsoever.
Literally, I had to grab the mic. What do you want to know?
I mean, listen, I got lessons throughout the week. Like, I got good stuff that happens to me 24/7. I'm a lucky girl.
No, absolutely. And we both are so freaking blessed. But a specific,
I'll say something that makes me really happy. So my car was like not just dirty, but like embarrassing to drive dirty. I have a white car, so the dirty on it is like extra dirty.
You can see it.
It was like, because what happened is a line on our street busted, and like the main water line on our street busted, meaning they had to tear up the entire road with a bulldozer. It was crazy. Our whole house was flooded. Our neighbor house was flooded. Mud, I'm talking about mud, was it was the muddiest situation you've ever seen. So the city actually came to power wash the street and our sidewalk because of how much mud was caked. Like, it was like you couldn't like even insane. Walk in it. You would sink. I'm like, good Lord, where all the mud come from? Anyways, from the earth. But so when he was power washing the city, it was splashing all over my car, which I'm like, he didn't realize like it was going, because he covered our white fence in the mud, but he literally was like, I'm gonna spray your fence. I was like, no, it's okay. Like, you're literally sweating out here. It's fine.
Yeah.
Mud's everywhere. We'll figure it out. But then I looked at my car and I'm like, oh my gosh.
And it went like over the fence.
Over the fence, all over my car. And he didn't know that though, because he couldn't see over the fence. Yeah. So I was like, dang, my car is nasty. And so me and Aaron had gone to Beverly Hills because we want to do some Christmas shopping. But I'm like, oh my god, Aaron, my car is like covered in mud and we're gonna valet it. How embarrassing. Like, it looks bad. So we did, and we were leaving, and then a TikToker walks up to me and goes, hey, I really like your car, can you tell me what you do for a living? And films me. And I'm like, oh,
you are literally lying.
Yeah, so he filmed
the Porsche.
So he filmed me. I don't know who it was. You know, I didn't catch that. And I didn't know who it was, but I'm like, you literally said you like my car and it's like covered in mud.
Is that what you said?
No, I didn't even address it. So if that video comes out, I'm going to be like so embarrassed.
What did you say that you did?
I was like, I am a YouTuber. Did I lie?
Not a lie inside.
But I'm like, you know how TikTok is?
Did I lie?
Did I lie? And you know how the comments are going to be on that TikTok posting? Like, damn, does that girl wash her car? Literally. I was like, because I had specifically told Aaron, so I'm embarrassed to take this to Beverly Hills. And then I get filmed specifically.
In Beverly Hills.
In Beverly Hills, specifically about my car. And I'm like, oh, man. So... yeah, I thought it was funny.
Yeah,
like, it's just funny.
And I hope
to me.
that like is shown.
And Ty was so sweet today. He like had a brunch meeting and he took my car so he could take it to get a car wash after the meeting. And I was like, thank you.
And that's the only reason I took it.
And that's our Tyler.
Girl, wait, what did you
say? I said that's the only reason I took it too.
Yeah,
so
sure.
So I could get a wash for her.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay.
I don't like driving it. So
yeah, I'm sure.
Yeah, not the you don't want to drive the Porsche.
If you see a white Porsche eating around LA,
it's probably Laura, not me.
Honestly,
it's fucking you,
honestly,
dude.
It's me.
It's fucking
me.
You, Laura. It's covered like, in dirt. Swerving.
Let me tell you guys, you guys don't want a Porsche. It's a high maintenance car. I hit a curb and it cost $12,000 for worth of damage on a curb.
$12,000
on a curb and well on a curb.
$12,000.
She hasn't heard the end of it from me.
The curbs,
Tyler, absolutely. You should be. You, I know you'd be freaking.
The
lay
curbs
into
be
her.
Popping out on bitches on these streets. The curbs be popping out.
Oh, you'd not be paying attention.
Bitches. No. It's me. I'm bitches. The curbs get me good. They get me every goddamn
time.
Every
fucking time,
dude. The dadgum curb.
The dadgum curb
just pops out of nowhere.
fucking swear.
So I thought I would tell that little blurb that
I love your blurb. I honestly needed the laugh. I like right now I'm appreciating the laughs more.
Listen, if you guys see that TikTok, you need to say in the comments,
please, her car's send nasty it to us
because so she's a lazy bitch who doesn't wash her car.
Absolutely. Verbatim. In quotes. And we would like to see it. So if you guys see that, please send to us.
Please send it. But yeah. That's the tea on the
tea on that. And that's honestly the tea on the episode.
To end on a lighter note, that's the tea on the episode.
Yes, honestly, I needed the light.
Thank
note.
You guys
really
so
did.
Much for watching.
Thank you guys so much for listening. We appreciate you guys so much. Please rate and comment and subscribe. We appreciate you guys so much, honestly.
And we'll catch you in the next episode.
We love you guys.
Bye.
Bye.
Today's episode is brought to you by Angie. Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs and projects done well. Let me tell you, there's the version of it where you try to do something at home, and then there's a version of it where you have someone help you, you watch them do it the right way, and you go, thank God I didn't try to do that myself. I have fully done things around the home that I think look good, and then a bang in the night, and I wake up to a shelf collapsing, a painting falling off the wall. Like, I've seen it all go south. I own a home, and I can tell you, I know how much work it can take. Whether it's everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Whatever your home project, big or small, indoor or outdoor, you can Angie that and connect with skilled professionals to get the project done well. Right now, one of my wish lists is I want a bike for my condo in Milwaukee, and I would love to rig it up on a pulley in the ceiling because I have one of those like lofted ceilings, but I'm so scared to try that on my own. Angie has 20 years of home experience and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app. Answer a few questions and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's ANGI.com.
Manny, you know how we're always looking out for the perfect drink, whether it's a cocktail or mocktail? I have two words for you. Taste salud.
Oh my God, Laura, are we telling our listeners our secret find this soon?
Yes, we can't gatekeep any longer. Mm-mm. Okay, guys, picture this. The convenience of an on-the-go mocktail drink mix that's just waiting for a splash of tequila to turn it into a delicious cocktail.
That sounds like our kind of party. You know, obviously mocktails for me and cocktails for you.
Isn't the taste shocking? Their Paloma and Strawberry Margarita mocktails taste just like the real deal.
So the gag is, not only is the taste amazing, what about the fact that the calories? Okay, let's talk about the calories. Salud drinks mixes only have 1 gram of sugar and take the thinking out of the decision making. We're so done drinking our calories in 2024.
Yes, we are. Also, the thought of everything, taste, convenience, and all the added benefits like hydration, immunity in your cocktail.
It's a serious, serious game changer. So whether it's a cocktail with a kick or a mocktail that tastes like a dream for us sober dolls, Salud has us covered.
They're the absolute best. That's why Manny and me love them. If you're ready to try the best mocktails out there, head to tastesalud.com and use FULL10 for 10% off your first purchase.
Cheers to that, and honestly, cheers to authentic flavors. Let's drink to good taste and good health.